proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In the 12th chapter of the book of Job, that protagonist said, quote, "Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee," unquote. God bestowed upon Adam dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. This sovereignty over the lower forms of life carried with it an attendant responsibility, namely, that people could observe by watching the behavior of animals. Take ants, for example. Ants can unite to form colonies ranging in size from a few dozen to millions of them. In larger groups, ants have specialized roles. Nonetheless, they work together for the common good of their society. They can communicate with one another, and as a collective entity, ants can solve complex problems. Solomon, in the 6th chapter of the book of Proverbs, advised his son to, quote, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest," unquote. Ants are known for their industriousness, as that old fable of the grasshopper and the ants will attest. In Proverbs 6, though, Solomon commended ants for their foresight, in spite of their lack of centralized leadership. Again, in the 30th chapter of the book of Proverbs, a man named Agur also commented on ants. He said of them, quote, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer," unquote. Agur focused on the diminutive size of an ant by comparison with other animals, contrasting that characteristic with the insect's preparation for adverse circumstances. Rather than waiting for colder weather to arrive and risk finding no food, ants will forage for their sustenance while the climate remains conducive to their activities. From ants, we turn our attention to members of the bird world, eagles in particular. Eagles have a reputation for being deadly hunters. They are predatory birds, that is to say, they feast upon what they catch. They have large beaks designed to tear meat off their prey. Eagles also possess muscular legs and powerful claws or talons. Eagles build their nests on high mountains, making access difficult for potential predators. God alluded to this practice in Jeremiah chapter 49 when he spoke these words of Edom, quote, "Though thou shouldst make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence," unquote. Eagles ride thermal currents, enabling them to move quickly and gracefully through the air. Once again, Agur admired the characteristics of eagles in Proverbs chapter 30. Moreover, according to the first chapter of 2 Samuel, David, in his funeral elegy for Saul and Jonathan, David described the deceased pair as, quote, "swifter than eagles," unquote. Eagles also had a reputation for watching faithfully over their young. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, Moses compared God's guardianship of Israel to an eagle protecting her eaglets. The lawgiver said that, quote, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on their wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him." In summation, ants and eagles teach us about the virtues attached to diligence and protectiveness. A wise person will apply these lessons to their lives. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.